This is the duplicate tape of Mrs. Ethel Wong Cannon's interview, side A, from 90 minutes to 60 minutes.
History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California, February 12, 1980. An interview with Ethel Wong Cannon. Your Chinese name is Ethel?
Wong Sen Choi.
Wong Xin Cai. Where's your father from?
He was born in Canton, China.
Uh-huh. Roughly the
year? Roughly, 1893, roughly. Uh-huh. I'm not sure.
And what was his profession?
Well, when he came here to the United States, and when he became a grown man, he was a bookkeeper for a Chinese market.
When did he come over? Roughly.
Probably when he was about 14 years old, around there.
Did he come over here by himself?
No, his uncles brought him over. Uh-huh. They sent him over.
You don't know exactly where in Canton he came from?
No, he just told us, from Canton, but we don't know the place or the name or anything. What part of it. But his father was a music professor in China, in Canton. My grandfather would be.
Chinese music, I presume.
Yeah, but he taught Chinese instruments and all
so
that.
So your father
school.
Was probably from a large town or
a city.
A city
town, yeah.
Rather than a village. And so throughout his life he was always a bookkeeper for Chinese market?
Well, it was for a Chinese market, his uncle's market. Since then, the people have sold it, though. They don't own it anymore. And then, of course, those people are all gone.
Yeah, in other words, he did not do anything else besides being a bookkeeper throughout his life.
Just market business.
Did he run
a
grocery business? He was not always a bookkeeper. He became involved in the grocery business itself. In other words, he had a share in the grocery business.
Well, it was owned by his uncle. And then later, I don't even remember what year or anything, but we were young, little kids then. He and two cousins opened up a market in old Chinatown. And then they had, they made, lap cheong, the Chinese sausage. They made that to sell. And then they had a big pit in the market there where they roast the pig. And they had that, which was very good at the time they had the business.
The roast pig business?
Selling the lap cheong and the shuju, and of course there was the Chinese dry grocers on one side, and then the meat and the, pork and all that on one other side. It was a bit large market, but it was divided into two rooms, but they had very good business, and then until just before the war, the partners decided to just dissolve the business,
And then your father decided
then,
to
yeah,
go up
so
to...
Yeah, so we moved to Sacramento. That was just before World War II, around that time, 1941. So it was either 41, 42, we moved up there when I was a teenager then.
Yeah, and he operated a gambling joint up in Sacramento, which was
so they did
legal.
That. It was considered wide open illegal in Sacramento.
And did he ever come back again?
Oh, yeah. But when he came back here after, he separated from us because he liked it up there and we liked it here in Los Angeles. So when he did finally come back here, he was very ill. Mm-hmm. And I guess because he had been taking care of himself, you know, his health-wise.
How about so your mother?
But my mother was here. She
was
lived,
born here?
Oh, yes, she was born here in Los Angeles.
Which year?
1907, yeah. February 22nd. Huh. Her birthday will be coming this coming Friday.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. And
next Friday.
Mm. And now you were also born here.
Yes, uh-huh.
Did your mother ever work?
Mm-hmm. Oh, she worked for, she retired when she turned 60. She's 72 right now. Mm-hmm. And she worked at Douglas Aircraft.
Doing what?
She was in the, first she started as a riveter.
Oh,
during World War II. And mm-hmm. then after she became in the riveting, then after the war stopped and then they were slowing down on production, they gave her written and oral tests for electrical work.
Mm-hmm.
So she started working in the electrical lab, mm-hmm. the laboratory, you know, doing gauge work
mm-hmm.
for electricians, you know. And so she did that until 12 years ago.
Then
she retired.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how interesting.
Yeah.
So very few people at that time were women.
Yeah,
worked.
Especially Chinese women, you know. But there's two other Chinese ladies. There's one that worked with her, for maybe she worked longer because she retired after my mother did.
Mm-hmm.
And you could eventually get her name and address and interview them.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting, their life.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, could you tell me your year and place of birth?
My birth was in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And I was born on a very famous street called Ferguson Alley in old Chinatown.
Really?
Yeah. Do you remember the name Ferguson Alley? Well, it's not there anymore. It's the freeway now, the San Bernardino Freeway.
Oh.
But I was born there. My mother told me that it was next door to the Chinese temple. They had a temple. You know, the old style
uh-huh.
temple. And
you lived
next
there.
Door.
Your parents lived there at that
yeah,
time.
Yeah, when they got married, then you know, of course, I was born there. And on this.
When were they married, roughly?
1925.
Uh-huh. And you were born shortly after that, right?
Well, a year later.
Okay.
So later, I won't tell you the exact. But in August, I was born in August.
Uh-huh. So, did you have any brothers and sisters?
Mm-hmm. I have two sisters and one brother. They're younger than I.
Mm-hmm. What dialects did you speak?
We speak Cantonese.
Uh-huh. And
we speak
Samyup or Sayup?
We speak Sayup and Samyup mixed. It's because my grandmother, my mother's family, my grandmother spoke Samyup.
Your maternal grandmother.
Maternal grandmother.
And how about your father?
My father's side, we all spoke Sayup.
Everybody
spoke Sayup. So when I was about 10, I went to Chinese school for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And then the teacher taught me more Samyup, you know. So my dialect is all mixed. And
mm-hmm.
I speak both.
You speak both.
But not fluent in each, you know, but not perfect, I mean. But I do speak
With your brothers and sisters, what did you
we
speak?
We speak Sayup.
Ah, I see.
Mm-hmm.
But with your mother, you spoke Samyup.
We speak both Samyup, Sayup, just depending on what we're going to say.
When you were born in Ferguson Alley, that was in
old Chinatown. But this is, let's see, I don't know, because the part that my mother talks about all the time, I don't recall it at all.
Did you move shortly after that?
Well, I guess they moved there when they got married. They lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved over across the street to a place on Arcadia Street, and it's not there now.
Mm-hmm.
And from Arcadia Street, then we moved over to where we knew Howard Kwan's family. You know, that's on Sanchez Street.
Uh-huh, yes. Ah, right.
That's around the corner from where they have the that first fire engine there. And over by the plaza, near Alvera Street. Yeah, well, anyway, from there we moved over, you know, to there. Like, if I could draw a picture, you know, I could tell you where the places are, but it's kind of difficult to describe it.
Okay.
Just telling
you. Where did you go to elementary school?
It was called California Street School, and it's not there now.
Where
but
was
it
located?
You know, I went to junior high school at Central Junior High School.
Central, uh-huh.
Now, Central Junior High School is where the present Board of Education is.
Mm-hmm.
And then the elementary school I went to was below or next door to Central Junior High.
Mm-hmm.
It's not there now, but that's, you know, was next door to each other.
And how about high school?
High school, I went to Lincoln High School, and then Lincoln.
Yes, I'm trying to remember where it is.
Mm-hmm. Then from there, we moved to Sacramento.
Oh, you graduated before you moved to Sacramento.
No. I had just entered high school when we went to Sacramento.
Oh, so you were there for a year?
Over a year, I came back and went to Belmont High School.
Oh, then you were not in Sacramento very long.
Well, we were there for actually 2 years almost, but, well, say Lincoln High School, and then Sacramento,
right.
And then Belmont High School,
right.
And then back to Sacramento. See, we
Did
were
you
traveling
graduate
back and
from
forth. Sacramento.
Belmont High
no,
School?
No, Sacramento.
Oh, I see. Which year did you graduate from high school?
Oh, I forgot. I just lose track of it, you know.
Okay. Let's see. Which year did you graduate from elementary school? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember. Let's see. We never bothered with what year it was in those days. Let's see.
So around 44 to 45.
Down, winter of 45.
Winter of 45.
Yeah, put that down.
Okay. And when you were attending California Street School, were there many Chinese in your school?
Quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like it.
Mm-hmm. At that time, where were you living when you were going to elementary school?
Sanchez Street.
Sanchez Street.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when you moved to Sanchez Street?
I wouldn't remember the exact date and time, but it had to be before my brother was born. Let's see. It was probably around 1931 or 32.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was born on Sanchez Street there.
In 32?
Or
32, 34. So, and Sanchez Street was, is that where the Garnier building was located? I understand
no.
that there was.
There's a place
there was
on,
a large
you know, on Main Street. It's called the Pico House.
Mm-hmm.
And then right here is the fire department here. This is Los Angeles Street here. And that's why I can tell you easier this way. I don't know what is here now. This is the fire department now.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, route.
This is Los Angeles Street?
This one here.
Which street is
so
this?
This would be Sanchez Street here.
Mm.
And then this is Main Street here.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and so here, and then, so we lived here, third place. From this, you know.
Is that an apartment
building? No. Well, it was, they're houses, but they're all together like this.
They shared common walls?
Mm-hmm.
Do they share common walls?
Yes. Mm-hmm. In between here.
You
and
had
here.
Your own house then?
Well, it was a house, but then there were, you know, places along here, you know. There used to be stores here,
mm-hmm.
and then behind here, they had alleys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they look like or anything, but it was very spooky looking. And then all these places are like this.
Mm-hmm.
They're all common walls. Because about like here or here, Howard Kwan's family lived.
Mm.
Then there was a very prominent, a Lu family and a Kwan family. And then way down here, quite a few.
Did
you
your
know.
Father buy that
no,
house?
No, no, we
Central
rented. It was a rental to a Kwan family.
I see.
That owned it. Previous to that, I don't know who the owners were or anything, but...
You rented it from a Kwan family?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole street were now, occupied by the Chinese?
Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I see.
All of them. There was about quite a few places along there like this, you know.
And your father was working for the Eastern Grocery
yes,
Store?
Yes,
uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What street was it?
It was on Los Angeles Street here. It's over here.
I see.
Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. you know, you have to cross the street. That, and then this one here is the
mm-hmm.
plaza.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that park that they
mm-hmm.
had.
Yeah.
Because it was street all around here before they... Now, they've got it all enclosed.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like a little park
mm-hmm.
right there. And then Chinatown... this way down, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then Alvarez Street was right here,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know, but it was, you know, people could drive around this way before.
I see.
So.
And did your, did you live there for a long, long time?
Till 1949. We bought this house in 1949.
Oh, this house here
mm-hmm.
in Silver Lake, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have trouble buying this house? Did your parents have trouble
well,
buying this
we
house?
Well, we had a lot of trouble looking for a place because we spent about 3-4 years looking for a place. My mother and my aunts, you know, they drove around looking for places. A lot of places will not rent to Oriental.
You were buying,
or sell.
Though.
Well, they wouldn't
oh,
sell.
They won't sell.
They won't even talk to you,
oh.
as far as I remember. And then... After we bought this place, now, we really didn't pay much attention to the, you know, the neighborhood, although they were all, majority of them were Caucasians,
mm.
all white neighborhood here.
But you didn't associate with them.
Well, we didn't know them, they didn't associate with us, but we did not know until later. We found out they had a petition going around the block wanting us out. They didn't
oh.
want us to be buying this place at all.
Oh.
But there were all our neighbors on each side of the house and across the street refused to sign the petition.
Oh.
And they were much older people, elderly people. And since then, there's just the one living yet across next door to our
oh.
home. She didn't bother. She's a Jewish lady.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, no, if, as long as our family was well-behaved children and, you know, teenagers, and we did not do anything wrong to the neighborhood, they want us to stay.
Mm-hmm.
But the other people wanted us to get out. They didn't want
mm-hmm.
us to buy the house. So it was, even then, 1949, it was very
white,
difficult. We bought it from a white real estate people.
Why were they willing to sell to you, do you suppose?
I don't know. But they were in the business, you know, in real estate in those days. It was not booming business like it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Owens is the name of the realtor. And he wanted these, you know, if we liked the house, he was willing to sell it to us. Not him, the people that owned it was willing to sell it to us.
Oh.
You know, it was a young couple.
Mm-hmm.
They had 2 babies and they were moving away. So they sold it to us.
Oh, I see.
But it was not very nice for a while here. They didn't do anything to us, but when we found out there was a petition around, And they didn't want us living here and made it
That was 49?
1949.
Did you suffer any other kinds of discrimination prior to that time when you and your family were trying to perhaps rent places to live? Or did you always live
around? No, we always lived around Chinatown, so it didn't bother us.
I see. When you were growing up, going to elementary school and so on, did you mostly play with Chinese or
no.
Americans?
Mixed. Yeah, well, the school I went to had Chinese, Japanese, Mexican, and white.
In equal proportions?
Almost, not quite, but you know, like now, the schools they have now, they talk so much about discrimination, racial prejudice, and all that. When we went to school, nobody was prejudiced. Everybody played with each other. We all studied together. We did everything. We ate lunch together. We did everything together. Bless you. And nobody ever thought that, oh, you're Mexican or you're... We had very few black. Maybe one or two. I remember in junior high school, I think there were only two sisters. And there were twins at Central when I went there. But nobody ever talked about, you know, discrimination or racial prejudice. Nobody ever said anything about it. But after the war started, then they put the Japanese people into camp. But they didn't do it right away, not immediately, because then the Chinese people were mistaken for Japanese people by the Filipinos, whatever they were. And I heard, you know, different stories about them, and that there was one lady, I remember, they threw something through the streetcar bus at her, you know, to try to attack her because they thought she was Japanese. And we had to wear a badge
to say
we were an American Chinese because the different people would discriminate. Like, say, the department stores. As soon as the war started, all the Japanese people and all the Oriental people, they laid them off. They did
including
not want...
Including
the Chinese. And then so...
In the department stores?
Yeah.
Is
you
that
know,
where
like
you were
Robinson's?
Working?
No, not yet. But Robinson's, Bullock's. Of course, I think there was a girl when they come to... I don't know about them, but I know for a fact at Robinson's, these ladies were laid off as soon as the war started.
Did you remember having any special friends? You know, close friends, were they?
Japanese.
Japanese? When you were going to elementary school? And
yes.
Same thing with junior high school and high school?
Not high school, because they weren't here, you know, when we were, I didn't know very many people because we were in Sacramento for most of the time. And then in Lincoln, the students there were mostly Italian and Mexican and white. The Chinese people all went to Belmont, majority of them.
I see. How long were you at Belmont after you came back from Sacramento?
Just one semester. Then we went back to Sacramento.
When did you come down again from Sacramento second time?
No, after the school, after high school, around
44.
Yeah, that's why it's hard for me to say, because it was all broken up, my schooling.
When you were being brought up, did you identify yourself as an American or Chinese?
Both. I mean, I knew we were Chinese, our background is Chinese, but we're Americans because we were born here.
And you never felt sorry that you were non-white, i.e.
No.
No. I see. Well, that incident you talked about, circulating of petitions in 1949, was that
well,
the first
time, that was the first time that we had ever felt we were Chinese and not American because of that petitioning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but other than that, before that, we never felt that. Mm-hmm. Never had that discriminatory, you know, we were never discriminated against.
Yeah. Did you ever, speak English at home?
Oh, yeah. We speak English, I think, more than we do Chinese.
Mean you and your parents, or you and your brothers and sisters?
All of us, yeah, uh-huh. Except my father, you know. My father, we spoke English to him too, but then we spoke Chinese too.
Your father?
A lot of things were explained to him more in Chinese than in English.
He couldn't understand
English.
Well,
he can speak English, but not as well as we do, you know.
Whereas your mother was,
she was
very
born
fluent.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm.
In English.
Mm-hmm.
I
mm-hmm.
see. Did she ever cook any herbal medicine kind of food?
When we were young, they said that it was good for us and all that, but we don't anymore.
Did she go to Chinese school, to your mother?
No.
And you didn't go to
She was
Chinese
lucky
school.
She got to go to American school. She's the eldest of 9 children.
Uh-huh.
She was the first daughter.
Uh-huh.
So she always had to stay home. And every time my grandmother had a child, she stayed home to take care of the other babies
mm-hmm.
and do the laundry, you know, and everything else. So
mm-hmm.
she was lucky that she was able to get to school. Maybe she went about four years out of the 10, you know,
mm-hmm.
complete years. She never graduated or anything like that.
From an American school?
From any school, yeah.
She only went up to elementary school level.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I see. You didn't go to Chinese school in addition to American school.
I went for 1 year.
Oh, 1 year.
I was either 9 or 10 years old. I went to the first grade for.
That means after school from 4 to 6
oh,
o'clock,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
For 1 year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did your father ask you to go, or did you?
Yeah, he paid for it. We had to pay for it, you know. So he paid. I don't know. I mean, it was. Seemed like he gave me $2.50 or $3 each time I was supposed to pay, you know,
uh-huh.
and take it to the school. I don't know how often. I don't remember. It
mm-hmm.
might have been once a month
mm-hmm.
or something like that.
Why did you stop going?
It was a little bit too much. And then one reason, other than all that, was... I was going to American school,
mm-hmm.
and my friends were, I had quite a few Japanese girlfriends,
mm-hmm.
and then the war in China came with the Japanese,
mm-hmm.
and I remember very distinctly that there were two boys, oh, they used to tease me that I was a traitor because I had friends that were Japanese.
Mm. Were they American?
No, they're Chinese.
Hmm.
American-born also.
Yeah.
The ironic part is, one of them that used to do that to me, used to hit me, you know, at school and everything.
He
married
meant
to a... Huh?
He meant it? I mean, he really
Oh,
meant
yeah, because, you know, the war in China with the Japanese. And the ironic part is he's married to a Japanese now. So, you know how children are? They don't know any better. They do things and say
mm-hmm.
things, you know. So, different things like that, I told my father I didn't want to go anymore because it took up too much time from American school homework and all.
Mm. Did you ever have any kind of contact with your relatives in China on your father's side?
My father did, but... Just before he passed away the year or 2 years then, we did not know that, he did not know that he had glaucoma and he was going blind.
Mm.
So all the mail that he received, he threw it away. And the Chinese newspapers, you know, everything that we bought him, he threw it away.
Why?
Because he couldn't see.
Oh.
So he did not tell us that he couldn't see until, you know, when we got him to the doctor. That we took him to a Chinese doctor. The Chinese doctor did not really check him thoroughly because I took him to him.
Was it an herbalist doctor?
No, regular medical doctor.
Uh-huh.
The Chinese medical doctor, I wanted him to speak to my dad in Chinese because it seemed like he lost all his English when he got so sick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he spoke to him in English, and I said, you want him to take the medication, and you want him to do this and that in Chinese. You have to tell him in Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, you, that's your job. You go home and tell him.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I know, but old people like that are funny. If you don't explain it to them yourself as you are the doctor, they won't listen.
Mm-hmm.
So I took him away from him and took him to my doctor,
mm-hmm.
of